This is Inside Jag Nation, the official podcast of the South Alabama Jaguars. Each week, hear from Jaguar student athletes, coaches, staff, and alumni as they uncover and relive great stories. With this week's guest, here's former All-Sunbelt Conference offensive lineman Chris May and Jaguar radio broadcaster JT Crabtree.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the official podcast of the South Alabama Athletics Program. I am Chris May, joined alongside with my co-host, JT Crabtree. JT, how you doing, man?
Doing good, Chris. Looking forward to talking with our next guest here. Yeah. Well, I mean, he is wearing the wrong colors. But, you know.
Looking forward to is a strong word. We are joined by Troy quarterback Caleb Barker. Caleb, how you doing, man?
Good. You?
Good, man. Thanks so much for joining us. We're excited to sit and talk a little bit of football with you.
Absolutely.
So give us a short synopsis, man. How did you end up getting into football? What led you into that?
Well, my first thing was, I guess my first word growing up, well, when I was like two or whenever I talked first, was ball. So any type of ball, baseball, football, and basketball. So I actually played up when I was three. I played up on a flag football team with 5 and 6 year olds. So that's kind of what got it started. I didn't play quarterback then because obviously, you know, my arm wasn't as strong as the older kids, but, I was out there pulling flags and just enjoying it, and just played all three sports growing up. And when I got to high school, I just chose football. So that's pretty much how I got into it.
What are you excited about this season? You had the injury last year. You were rolling. I mean, you were having a really good year last year. Mm-hmm. You get hurt. What are you most excited about coming back this year?
Man, I just think getting back out there, honestly. And I'm excited about this offense and then the new guys. Every year it's fun to, you know, get together with a new group of guys and really get it spinning and just make plays. And, you know, every team has their own bonds and guys that, you know, they play with, whether it be a year, 2 years, 3 years, or 4 years. You become a brotherhood. You know, that's what the summer is all about, is, you know, every team grinds together. And you just really go out there and just play for each other. And that's the most thing. That's what I'm most excited about.
So how tough was last year for you dealing with that injury? Set out, you know, it put you out for a good bit of time there. How did you deal with that? How were you able to recover?
That's a hard question. I could answer that in a lot of different ways. I think everybody kind of deals with something like that differently. I'm a faith-based guy, so you know, I think that when you take something like that, you can either go, you know, forwards or really kind of sulk about it and stay where you are. So I decided to grow from it spiritually and also physically. That meaning coming back, instead of focusing on weights real hard, I focused on mobility and flexibility. Just, you know, maybe go that route since it's happened before. And I really focused on my strength and getting in the weight room. So this time I wanted to focus on flexibility and mobility in my hips. And because they say it starts with your hips and then moves down your legs. So that's the main thing I focused on. But, I mean, the toughness of it, like I said, I mean, a lot of guys will get down. And then it's a lot more mental than what people realize. Coming back, you know, you always have those doubts of, am I able to do what I was before? And so that's kind of a mental curve you got to get over. But it's a small thing. So, like I said, I mean, I just keep the faith, man, and just move forward from it.
You guys beat Nebraska last year.
Yes, sir.
You beat LSU the year before that. Mm-hmm. It's not too bad. How do those rank in your memories of Troy?
Obviously, Nebraska was more special to me because I was, you know, I started that game and played.
Sure.
So, that was, you know, just playing in those atmospheres is fun. Playing in any atmosphere, I mean, I feel like the Sun Belt's a little underrated. Every team in here has competed with or beat, you know, top-tier group of five teams. So I'm excited, you know, just for this year in general. Every game will be a big game to me. Our biggest opponent this year will be Missouri. So, but like I said, I mean, every game will be a big game. I'm looking forward to hosting you fellas up in Troy. This will be the first time I started against y'all and played. So. I played a little bit my sophomore year against y'all at home. So, yeah, I'm just excited for this season. Man, like I said, sitting out is always tough. So I'm tired of talking about it and getting interviewed. You know, I'm ready to get out there and play. So,
what does that Battle of the Belt rivalry mean for you?
it's the Auburn and Alabama, you know, in our conference. So it's obviously a big game. It's probably the biggest game on our schedule every year. And with it being a, you know, midweek game, we get a lot of people watching it. So a lot of people from back home will be watching and be there. So, you know, hopefully we're able to make it a close game and exciting. And I'm sure it'll be packed in the Vet. And we just got new turfs too, so it'll be all nice and pretty for everybody. So, like I said, you know, it's the biggest game on our schedule every year regardless, because that's kind of a, you know, it kind of turns the tables regarding how that game goes. So we'll be marking it down on our schedule.
So will we, huh?
well, Chris, you played. I mean, I did, was that right. The same for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely, man. That first year that we played each other was 2012. That mm-hmm. was my redshirt freshman year. So I actually didn't play much in that game except for special teams. But I remember everything that was plastered everywhere was this picture of a South Alabama Jaghead, and then y'all that power T that you guys have, mm-hmm. and it just said "Birth of a Rivalry" in the middle of it. And sadly, it really wasn't the birth of the rivalry that year because you guys waxed us. We were, yeah. I mean, we weren't even in the same echelon as you guys that year. The next year, we come back and you guys beat us by a crazy last second. I don't even remember the guy's name.
I can't remember.
He was number three.
Yeah,
but he caught
Jarrell Jernigan.
It was after Jarrell.
Okay.
But he caught a last second pass to beat us in 2013. And ever since then, man, that was really the year that kicked it off. The next year, man, we were neck and neck the whole game, mm-hmm. you know, and we ended up winning that one. Then we won it in 15, and then you guys come back, and it's just such a fun game, man. It really is just an electric atmosphere.
It is. It's fun to play in front of.
What's your favorite part about playing football in general?
I would say probably just the camaraderie, you know. I got an opportunity this past week to go up to San Diego for like a leadership conference or leadership camp, if you will, where we got to watch, you know, Navy SEALs and Marines and the sailors on one of the carriers that we have. So I kind of got to see like leadership at the highest level and just how those people, how they work together, specifically on the ship, how they get everything done on the ship. And just the, you know, like I said before, how you work in the summer and, you know, you build something from scratch. You go from not even knowing these guys to, you know, introducing yourself to, hey, you know, like, I'd kill for this guy, you know. And like I said, that's on every team. So I think that camaraderie and, you know, just really playing for the person beside you rather than yourself, you know, abandon self and embrace team. That's a big thing for me. So when things get hard, it's fun to lead those younger guys and, you know, pick them up from when they don't think they can do something. I think that's the biggest thing is the leadership of it.
Who would you say has been your biggest influence in your life so far?
I'd probably say my dad. Just that's probably mostly getting me started in sports, and he coached me throughout childhood, and then definitely when I got to college spiritually. He's a very spiritual man, and kind of keeps me on the straight and narrow, if you know what I mean. Just keeps my head where it needs to be. And then recently got married almost 9 months ago. So
that's awesome, man. Congrats.
Yeah, she's been a pretty big influence on my life as well. So that's only positively. She's awesome. She's, you know, she makes me better than I was before. So that's all you can hope for.
He'd be in trouble if he didn't say her, right?
Yeah.
It's funny because all three of us right here are married now. And so, yeah, I think I understand that now.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
For sure.
All right, so Caleb, we're talking with Caleb Barkard, the quarterback for the Troy Trojans. Our kind of encompassing question that we like to ask everybody is, what is your definition of success? And you can take a second because we're kind of throwing a loaded question at you.
I would say success isn't necessarily winning or losing. I would say learning from every obstacle that comes in your way. So like you asked me about my knee and how hard that is. I think it's a success for me to come back and not only grow my body, but grow my mind. Because you go to some dark places, man, when you're sitting out and you're watching your brothers play. So success to me would be overcoming something, whether it be, you know, and even if you win, you can still learn something. So success would be learning something from every obstacle that you face, whether it be good or bad. That way you're still, you know, because you never know everything. So success is, in my mind, would be, you know, learning being the wisest you can be. I think that'd be a good way to put it.
It's a great answer, man.
It is a great answer.
That's good. All right, Caleb.
Appreciate
Parker.
That.
I appreciate you for coming on here and talking with us for a little bit. Even though you got the scarlet and silver, you know, that's all right. We'll let it go for now.
I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you coming over and talking with us. It was good stuff.
Yes, sir.
This has been Inside Jag Nation. You can catch a new episode every week on iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and on Spotify. For Caleb Barker, Chris May, I'm JT Crabtree. We'll talk to you next time.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Weekly episodes can be found for free on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio by simply searching South Alabama Jaguars. You can also go to usajaguars.com and select the Multimedia tab. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!